Nation, what's going on? Eddie Greer, once again, back again for another episode right here of the Purple Project Podcast. All things K-State sports out there in Manhattan, Kansas. I'm with K-State University here on another recording here of this podcast here, Tuesday, January 6th, 2025. Thank you so much for tuning in. This is episode, no, it's not going to come out on the 6th. This transfer portal episode will come out at some point this weekend. I don't know when that's going to be, because we have a lot of content already recorded and a lot of content still to record, because football has been busy seeing their guys in the portal landing in different spots. And we're going to start with this one. Austin Romain, probably one of the more surprising ones coming off the team, if not the surprising one, right? We've already seen some of our guys come back on. Back to K-State, whether that is Zon, and I've used these guys several times already, Zon Rich, Quay Moss, well, particularly Quay Moss, who just hit the transfer portal at the same time as Austin Romain did. But Austin Romain has a new home, and he's going to be playing for the past Big 12 champion, this year's Big 12 champions in the Texas Tech Red Raiders. Wow. Unfortunately, yeah, this is... Now, again, it's going to be up to head coach Colin Klein and the rest of the staff, who's done a great job already to find linebackers. I'm pretty sure they did by the time this comes out. And anyways, Texas Tech hit in a transfer portal this year, this past season. There's just no question about that. There are a lot of chit-chatter about that here in the Red Raiders. They're looking for a linebacker anyway. And unfortunately, they snagged one of ours, Austin Romain, who hit the portal recently. He's already found a home, and he already did an Instagram post about it a few days ago there as well. Austin Romain was coming into this past season a Big 12, all Big 12 first team player, obviously. And he was shut down the rest of the year after playing injured throughout most of his junior season at K-State there with that club hand there as well. And at times, we criticized him on the show that he was not playing very well at times this year. But, yeah, so reading this, getting this off of On3, who combined all of their resources here with Raider Nation. It looks like here was... Let me see here. Let me scroll back up here. Red Raider Sports. Yeah, so On3, Red Raider Sports there. And remember, Texas Tech got, and this is probably one of the more surprising stories of the college football playoff. Yeah, Texas Tech, they got their ass whooped in the let's just call it what that is. Against Oregon, I was very surprised. I thought, really, telling a friend about this matchup, that the two teams, and now Oregon, obviously, is sitting here recording this podcast, getting ready to play, it looks like a rematch against Indiana, the one in the 5 seed, this week. I think that matchup is on Friday, I think, if I'm not mistaken there. I think those two teams played earlier in the season there as well. But, yeah, Texas Tech, Oregon, they're like the same team. High-powered offenses and mediocre defenses. but Oregon apparently with Dan Lanning has stepped up their defense there as well. So not taking shots, but just calling what it is. And then I was expecting a little high scoring game, and it turned out to be a one sided affair there. Red Raiders out of the mix, but the Texas Tech Red Raiders as a whole really benefited from the transfer portal this year, and it showed, and they. They steamrolled everybody. Now, again, when K-State played Texas Tech, we had our opportunities. And it was well known on this podcast there. K-State had a great opportunity to jump Texas Tech. They didn't do it. And, of course, the Red Raiders ran away with the game late in Manhattan. For a bunch of podcasts, all things K-State sports. Austin Romain, now a Texas Tech Red Raider. The All-Big 12 second-teamer. Romain. Well, we knew this, obviously, whether he was going to stay at K-State or, unfortunately, transfer somewhere else. He's going to be one of the best players in the league. There's just no question, top players in his position in the league. No question about that there. Four-star prospect He was rated a 4-star prospect in the transfer portal prior to this move. There, as Red Raiders are asking me the same thing as KSL. Not going to do that right now. I mentioned the head injury already there as well. Funny enough, his last game as a K-State Wildcat linebacker came against Texas Tech. That is so funny. There as well, when he had 11 tackles there, an interception there as well. And Chris Klieman, the head coach at the time, shut him down. Shut him down at the end of the season there as well. 6'2", 245 there as well. 96 tackles, 7.5 of those for a loss, 2 sacks, and 3 forced fumbles. This came last year, obviously, there as well. So, looking at it here, yeah, he was on this preseason 2025, the Nagurski Award, the Chuck Benarque Award, Buskus Award preseason. They're all, and more than likely, they're again, and Rodriguez was their top linebacker there for K-State, or not K-State, for Texas Tech there as well. But yeah, this is, as I'm recording this podcast, again, all this is going to change when I know certain players commit to K-State. Obviously, in K-State, is going to fill the linebacker, need to fill the linebacker spot, because Des Brunell, a couple weeks ago, declared for the NFL draft, as she should, and you lose your more like a captain of this team in Austin, well, on the defense side of the ball, in Austin Romaine there as well. So, again, as I say in the recording podcast, I don't know the rest of the crews that are coming to K-State at the time, because as I'm sitting here recording this, there's just one more popping up as we move along here. So we're going to do our best to, again, and Romaine is not the only person that landed it on another team today. We'll get to all that, I'm sure, throughout the course of this week and probably as weeks to come here as we kind of mix in football, what's going on with men's basketball, women's volleyball, not women's volleyball, women's basketball. Just got the news there on Taryn Sides. I just read that on Insta. I'll probably record that and mix that in and throw that in there today as well. We're going to get it all in here today before this busy schedule of work. Come on. I'm taking advantage of this. You know what I mean? So, I'm definitely taking advantage of this time right now because all eyes, assuming, knock on wood, I hate to assume this part, but all eyes on getting my old shift back. Yes, I was told that last week. So, yeah, I mean, it's been not a fun 2.5 months of working this shift. You know what I mean? Not used to working nights at all, taking up my time as well. I rather work the day shift than the nights. Let's just put it like that. But, yeah, man, so you have that. So I'll talk about the Taryn Sides move, or I should say addition, later on today. That probably the last recording episode I record for today there as well. So we're going to be well stocked of episodes, no shortage of episodes in this podcast there as well. But kind of the bigger story coming from the football side, probably more surprising of all the cats that hit the transfer portal, Austin Romaine was the top of that list, and he landed quickly. He's going to be playing his rest of his collegiate year over at not too far, Texas Tech. Obviously, you already have Joe Klineman, the former DC at K-State, took the job, took the same position down at Baylor. We're going to be seeing him. And we're going to be seeing Austin Romaine more than likely. The opponents haven't come out yet for next season yet. But could we see Romaine at Texas Tech? We'll see about that. But yeah, he landed there. Wanted to discuss that today on this podcast. So there you go on that. So while K-State's getting guys out of the portal, Texas Tech grabs one of ours in Austin Romaine. We wish him well down there in Lubbock, Texas. The Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. You can get it where a podcast found free and available daily or whenever it takes to record K-State content. It's your very first time listening to this podcast. Once again, thank you for tuning in to this episode. Again, we are on iTunes, Spotify, Amazon, wherever you listen to your favorite K-State podcast. You better make sure y'all add this K-State podcast to your collection of K-State podcasts. I'm pretty sure, like KSO, Three Mall, Go Power Cat, yeah, they'll have y'all squared away as well. Great listens as well. Make sure you add us into that collection, because we come at you each and every day there as well, whether that's Monday, Tuesday, the holidays, like this past holiday season again, even the weekends. Yes, we come at you the weekends, Saturday, Sunday as well, thrown in there with postcasts after every K-State athletic event. Yes, sir. We'll be back at it again with basketball here. Basketball, the number one team in the country, Arizona. That's what K-State men is going to be taking on tomorrow night. We'll have that on tap this week as well. Both the men's and women's basketball teams going to be playing tomorrow. The women's team is going to be taking on Houston. So there you go on that. So both teams on the road. We'll have postcasts of all that there for you throughout the week. And if anything else breaks, like I'm pretty sure everything's breaking right now, we will do this chronologically and get this up to you. It's not a rush because football season is some months away, but it's going to be here in a snap of the finger there. But it will, at least spring ball will be as well. So it'll be head coach Colin Klein's first spring activities there as well. And again, a kind of the big question for me for this podcast is, he going to keep the same resume as Chris Kleiman did? No spring ball game, or will he bring back the spring ball game? That and a lot more of the questions I'm sure that will be brought up during this time, during the winter spring semester here on this podcast. But yes, one of our former players, great players, landing on Texas Tech, that in the person of Austin Romaine. Alex Aiden out there in Santa California. This is Eddie Greer coming to you from Kansas City, Missouri. This has been another football episode of the Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State sports.